So how do we know what to trust and what to be skeptical of? I think Kropotkin has given us in simplest and so most useful language, and we'll be elaborating on it next week, illustrating with the Wallerstein man juxtaposition the key answer when he says, many of our predecessors had undertaken to picture ideal commonwealths, basing them sometimes upon the principles of authority and on some rare occasions upon the principles of freedom. Based on this, then, the question to put to the political analysis is, in it, are we authentic actors in our own right? Or is management of us so obvious it flies beneath notice? In the political analysis, do we need keepers to intercede for us? This, then, may be the key distinguishing quality, minimally. Does it recognize our inherent need to be free? And this holds across the political spectrum, as we see with the contrast between Alice Miller and Jeremy Bentham. It's just a matter of whether one respects or fears that need. But if it's acknowledged, it's honest. And we definitely have to include de Tocqueville in there with Bentham. He feared it too, but he acknowledged it. He's honest. Further, if it's admitted that this is so across the millennia and that we have ever and ever will be striving till it's achieved for freedom, it's honest. This is also like asking, do we, the authentic people, enter in at all into the calculus? There are other things as well. For example, is power a conscious actor? Is the frame kept narrow in time and space? Is it trying to restrain our focus to the nation state and get us to waver from facing the global implications of global accumulation, which we'll consider next week? All of which fall under that primary sovereign consideration, the distinction between authority and freedom. This is the divide. These are the sides. This is the question that's now being decided. And further again, authority-based rhetoric will find scarce rooting in reality. No concrete frame in which to squeeze, and must needs deal in abstractions. So its shifting definitions are inherent in the barren project to which it's given. And we know this because, as Kropotkin said, there is in mankind a nucleus of social habits, an inheritance from the past, not yet duly appreciated, which is not maintained by coercion and is superior to coercion. Upon it, all the progress of mankind is based. And so, there can be no honest political analysis, no honest scholarship that ignores it. There is no fact more important than this. But this by no means, this distinguishing, should be the extent of our engagement with power's thought. To develop our opposite, we need to gather together and test our growing composite.